This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. This is a story that I love that came from a book that I have read at least three times, if not more, and it is called Dear Genius, The Letters of Ursula Nordstrom. Ursula Nordstrom was an absolutely legendary editor of children's literature, of picture books, of chapter books. She had a tremendous influence over the development of children's literature. And of course, I'm a tremendous fan of children's literature. And this is a wonderful story that she tells in a letter to E.B. White. Yes, she was writing to the E.B. White, author of Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little, and also Trumpet of the Swan. And this is a letter that has to do with Trumpet of the Swan. And it makes an excellent point about perfection. So Ursula, on September 4th, 1970, writes to E.B. White, "Dear Andy," that was the name people really called him, Andy. "Dear Andy, yes, of course we will have that coho changed to peep on page 201. I'm sorry that we didn't catch that mistake here. Forgive us. However, I'm sure it made your two rich young readers happy to be able to point it out to you. In a book about an octopus, Tommy Ungerer purposely, in one picture, gave the octopus only 7 tentacles. He said so many children would have the pleasure of calling it to his and our attention." And I love that. I love this idea that sometimes it can be fun to spot mistakes, because often people will spot mistakes and people seem to take great delight in pointing out mistakes. I've noticed this, for instance, when I have a typo on my blog and I get many, many emails telling me that I put 3 L's in brilliant or something like that. It can be fun to spot mistakes. Sometimes flawed is more perfect than perfection. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.